August 7th, 2024 MBA meeting.
And then the next Colleen County MBA meeting being held today, Wednesday, August 7th at 2 p.m. Commissioner Heaton, is he on the line? He might be calling in. He had some other business, and this was somewhat of a last-minute meeting, so thank you all for attending. We appreciate your support. We'll call the meeting to order and go into the consent agenda, which is approval of the MBA meetings from December 19th, 2023. This is where we approved the RFP, and Maxwell was awarded the construction management for the Health and Wellness Center. Is that correct? Maybe it's the approval of the minutes. I think I said that right. In which the Health and Wellness Center isn't going to be bonded at this time, but we still took that through the MBA. So any questions about the minutes?
No. Chair, I'll move to approve the minutes as written.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes were approved unanimously by Commissioner Myers and Commissioner Cabea. So the regular agenda item, number one, is to discuss and approve the Kane County Community Outreach Center additional funding and finalize, kind of update everybody on this project. Currently, it is the CIB loan is scheduled to be closed on the 22nd of August. We got the GMP, which is the highest price that can be charged by Maxwell, so that's kind of what we've been held up on getting this loan and bond going forward. Do you have this in the pocket?
Yes.
Can you pull it up?
Yes.
So we did have a meeting earlier this week and we're discussing, there were a couple changes made to some of the numbers that I had on Monday. So our CIB loan is for $2,493,000. Our grant is for $339,795. And we committed $169,000 cash to the project, which brings the original commitment to $3,001,795. That does not include the parking lot, legal counsel, or design and engineering. That $95,000 is what's left to pay for the design and engineering. We have already paid about $220,000, give or take. So Maxwell's the greater than cost would be 3.179701. I think I have listed, like, we paid the impact fee for a little over 58,000. We paid half of the Garcane fee, which is for a transformer.
No, we're just trying. Commissioner Heaton's having issues, so we're just trying
to
make sure.
Should we mute?
No, this is me.
Oh, okay.
I was just making sure it worked.
Okay, so we have Commissioner Heaton on the line.
Well, I'm not sure if we do.
Oh, he's on the phone.
Yeah. If he logs in through the kane.utah.gov website, that's what she just did, and it will.
And it works.
I don't know how he logged in, but it says
we'll
it
just say you're on the phone.
Okay.
So, Chris, is that the equipment for Garcane? Was that a transformer, or what exactly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's being split between the two
projects. So the total price was 90-some thousand. Then the soil test, the city permit, a survey, and design was 105. So we talked about different funding for the overage because bottom line is the total cost is 3.7 million. Our grant loan is for 2.8. We still needed 937,000. And we've already spent 220,000. Total cost with these ones.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe I should have worded that differently. Maybe the total cost that we still need that hasn't been done. So some of the sources, we have the opioid settlement. We looked at, well, first to go to the legal fees, and Shamil wasn't able to be with us at the meeting, but you mentioned that we're looking for at least 40,000, but we also have some engineering. Don't know if we could use some of that 100,000 that's in that fund to cover some of the engineering costs that we still have left. Shamil, what do you think of that proposition?
We've got 40,000 total that we need covered.
Well, we have 40,000 to cover the bond counsel and the legal, but then we also have some engineering fees to cover. So I didn't know if some of that, I think you said we had close to 100,000 in one of the funds for legal.
Yeah, there is one that we don't, that we budget 100,000 in every year that we don't really spend a lot out of. So that would easily cover the legal part of it, the bond counsel. I don't know about the design portion of it, if it's appropriate to spend it out of there, or if we need to look somewhere else on that
portion. You'd have to move it to a different line.
We just have to move it to a different line. So that could be done easily.
Okay. And then out of the opioid money, 140,000. I think we, that's about what we have in the fund balance with that.
Did, but we looked at it, Shamil and I went over the funds today, and we've kind of narrowed down different avenues of funding. So, because the fund balance isn't going to quite, what did we figure out, Shamil?
On the
opioid.
The opioid, we received some more money in.
Yeah, we've got about 30,000 more to receipt into there today, and then we've collected, was it 60?
We have 68,000.
And then what we've collected so far that's housed in the MBA.
So is that over 140?
So if you were planning 140, without being able to pull up the funds right here, it doesn't work, but it's probably close to that.
Okay. And then we talked about using some of the care and share trust and agency fund balance of the care and share. Then Jerrica did talk to me about not taking that fund down so low so they would have money for furniture. And not just furniture, but
storage.
Storage, forklift, things that are needed for that.
And using the unappropriated, however,
previous year.
Surplus.
Taking that out of the senior center, unappropriated prior year surplus.
So we can show that that trust and agency definitely went to care and share. Whatever you guys think. The trust and agency that is supposed to be used for care and share, make sure that we're using that specifically for care and share.
Right, but you wanted to use it for some supplies to furnish the inside of the care and share.
Yes. So what was the amount you wanted to commit then? 100 or whatever we need?
I think she was in, because I had 100,000 down for the senior center, but move that to 200,000?
Yeah, me and Shamil looked at it, and I think that would work.
And don't take anything out of the care and share trust and agency fund?
I think that we'll need some to make the to make it work inside, so we'll probably use that.
Right, but not for this overage on the building construction. And then I put 100,000 from the TRT unappropriated prior year surplus to cover the CANAP Center portion of the overage. And then the sheriff had offered up that he could give back some of the ARPA money that we had said he could use for the jail yard expansion, 300,000. And that would take us up, I think, to 900. That would take us up over what we needed and have some extra for any contingency or forklift or whatever we need for the project. And there is a $56,000 contingency already built into Maxwell's RMP, so for little things, and there might be some more value engineering. Any questions, comments from staff or Commissioner Myers?
We are going to need the Garking. I've got to talk to them, but the power lines that are feeding the seminary building and a couple of light poles right there, they need to be diverted and the poles need to be removed. So there is going to be a little more cost.
Any estimation? Like $100,000?
I don't think it'll be that much, but I haven't went and set up with them to get going on it. But I'll be able to give you a number probably maybe later this week or sometime next week.
Okay.
And then the only other thing was what I was discussing with you, the city, the fees to hook up sewer and water.
Okay.
basically.
What's your guesstimate on that?
I don't, but I'll find that
okay.
out too.
So I think with, let's see.
Plus, we did have to have some trees removed where those power lines are. So that was right about $5,000 to remove those trees.
We just paid for that out of our budget.
Oh,
okay.
And then we also found shelving for the warehouses yesterday.
Okay.
It so happened that one of our employees knew we were looking, and so he found a guy on Facebook Marketplace that had a whole bunch of it for sale in St. George, and so I was in St. George yesterday, so I stopped and looked at it, and it's what we need, and we were going to probably spend about $40,000 on shelving, and so I bought everything he had for $10,000, which is probably more than we need. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this for the Karen Share, or for your building and grounds, or for the
All three.
Event center?
All three, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Karen Share and the events storage facility, and if we use some of it in the building and grounds portions.
So y'all just saved the taxpayers $30,000.
Awesome.
Yeah, but we had to pick it up today.
Thanks.
So that's why we're late. As Chris and I, if you look outside, we barely will.
Got a little.
Good work.
Brandon and Kevin, we have 4 trailer loads today. So
wow.
That was good.
So it sounds like we have a couple fees, a couple more expenses that aren't totally being shown in here for the Garcane power being diverted and for the city hookup. And then, was there another one? So
I'll need to find out with Garcane as well, because we paid for the transformer, but I'm not sure that we paid for the labor to have it all installed. So,
also maybe there's more labor?
There might be some.
And one reason I feel like it's very important that we get into this much detail is that Rob and also our bond counsel are going to have to vouch for us, the CIB, that we have enough money to finish this project so they don't make us put it in an escrow account. So I feel comfortable if we identified all the sources, and then Rob could be more comfortable in the fact that we know exactly where the funds are coming from to cover the total expense.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments or questions?
I just want to express appreciation for the teamwork and the coordination that's gone into this.
Okay, I guess we're ready for a motion.
Yes, sure.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Patty?
Yes, they are. Sorry, I forgot to tell them you're online. We have Wade back with us. Thank you. Go ahead.
No, I appreciate it. I just want to chime in here real quick. I also appreciate, you know, all the work that's been done on this. I mean, this has been a two-plus year effort. And this is a building that's needed. I know this comment is not helpful, but I do feel compelled to make it. It has been frustrating from an elected official standpoint with this building. When this was originally pitched to the commission, this was $1.5 million building. And you know, we kind of buy in at those estimates, and then these buildings, through no fault of anyone's, a lot of it inflation and through the roof.
And that is my frustration.
Tag on this, I did not agree to. I agree to the concept, I agree to the use, I agree to the need. But if I had been told this was the price tag up front, I probably would have voted differently. And so it's just a little frustrating. Again, no fault of anyone's. It's just the nature of this. But this building has gotten very, very expensive. And anyway, I know we've gone through several renditions and tried to cut corners and value engineer and try to get the cost down as much as we can. But I just need to get that off my chest. That's all.
Thank you. Yes, it... when you see all the numbers on the paper, then it does take our breath away. But we do appreciate everybody coming together to get this over the start line, I guess, starting construction. And we're hopeful to break ground sooner than later so we can beat the winter with the cement, because the price will increase if we have to do cement in the winter time.
And Sheriff, correct me if I'm wrong, the sooner we can get this started and underway, the sooner the rec center can also be started. So in a way, it's the domino effect, right?
Yeah, there's a benefit to getting started so that we can start the other project, yes.
Did we have a motion? No, I think Wade talked first. So I guess I'll entertain a motion. Or I'll motion that we approve the funding of the overage for the Kane County Community Outreach Building as presented in order to show we have sufficient funds for this project and wanting to close the CMP loan. Mm-hmm. Any comments, Sols?
No further comments.
Any comment, Wade?
No, I'll not we need a second. I'll second it. Let me make this comment. I guess there is a point of no return on projects like this, and we passed that one long ago. This decision is an easy one simply because, you know, we've already committed to this building. And so my ramblings about the price and it being too much really are just rhetoric because, you know, we have passed the point of no return on this. And that is part of the frustration is, I guess, you know, not knowing the full picture up front when we kind of agree to these things in concept. At the end of the day, it does come back to taxpayer dollars, how much it's going to cost as to, you know, maybe whether or not we ought to dive in on these. But we're past the point of no return on this. We're going to have to build this building and cost what it costs.
Yeah.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Voting was unanimous in favor of funding the overages as presented for the Kane County Community Outreach Building. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Chair, I move to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
All right.